Welcome to Fuller Tracy Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Tuesday, the 24th of March, and I'm recording at 9:10 p.m., and that's Greenwich Mean Time here in London. Okay, a mixed day, a quieter day as well here, starting with the Asia-Pacific region stock markets. Japan fractionally lower. Remember, it had a big day to the upside yesterday. In China, quiet, a little bit mixed. The Hang Seng was down, but only about just over a third of a percentage point. But the H shares, the China Enterprise Index, that was down 1.42%. So backing off its high. That's still a very cheap index and with a gradually building pattern of overall support, but not quite ready to run yet here. And the A shares, well, they had a quieter day, up a tenth of a percentage point on the Shanghai Composite Index, and that really is quite overextended in the short term. And India, well, India's been edging down this time, just a tenth of a percentage point here still. Oversold and back near some prior support, which I guess has a good chance of holding. And elsewhere, well, let's see, Malaysia had one of the better moves, definitely up just over 1%. Thailand down a third of a percent, Indonesia fraction higher, New Zealand fraction lower. So again, as they say, quieter overall. Bit of activity in the European stock markets, Italy and Spain both with gains of clearly over 1%. Germany almost reached that same level. Euro stocks 50 up. Six sevenths of a percentage point. Get it right at last. And so Europe was definitely steadier in here today. Wall Street closed with modest declines, down just a little over half a percent on the Dow and the S&P 500. Index. NASDAQ only down a third of a percentage point. In government bonds, soft here, 1.87 on that U.S. 10-year. So the again, bond prices still firm. Those yields still low, despite those very, very low levels. They're so much more attractive than the European long-dated government bonds that they are still attracting some buying. So those people who've been there for some of them up to 35 years or so in those markets have done awfully well. How much longer will that last? Well, it's a long fuse here, but lengthy medium term to longer term risks, I think, are very much in favor of profit erosion, unless you think that we're going to see a long disinflationary slump. Well, I don't see that. I actually think this is typical of what actually happens following a severe credit crisis that we saw certainly in the United States, and that affected all of Europe as well and affected a whole lot of other regions. And it takes a long time to recover, as I've mentioned for years, but I think we will be getting that recovery, and it's being led by technology. But that also adds deflationary pressures, as I've mentioned on a number of occasions as well. And that has tended to worry investors. And my strong view on this is that the technology's influence is a very positive form of deflation, not a negative, destructive deflation, except in terms of jobs. And that's important, obviously, for people if you find yourself replaced by technology. Now, elsewhere, the US dollar, which has come back quite sharply in the, well, since the 13th of this month, is a little firmer in here today, but not all that much. It's up slightly on the DXY index, that's the dollar index. And to give you a few of these currencies, the Australian dollar 1.7880. The yen 119.73, not much change there. The euro fraction lower 1.0926. Sterling's a little weaker 1.4849. The Indian rupee remains strong. Chinese renminbi firmed a wee bit in here today overall. Precious metals mixed. Palladium down 7, 763.7. Silver a little firmer, $16.94. Platinum a little easier, $1,138 and change. And gold slightly firmer, $1,190. Three. Now, these precious metals have rallied well since the 13th, when that dollar index started to come down. And if this really is a lengthy medium-term correction and consolidation phase for the U.S. currency, then that will cushion downside risk for precious metals and help them to sustain somewhat better gains here overall. I think we'll see that throughout commodity sectors generally, because these commodities are virtually all priced in US dollars, as you know. And so, awful lot of people were short commodities while the dollar was rallying so strongly. A lot of those shorts are being covered. I think we're in a trough region for the commodity indices generally. Now, we still have to wait and see what this year's crop cycles are going to look like. Overall, that will be the biggest determining influence on the agricultural commodities. In terms of the industrial metals, they have seen a bit of a rally, and I think they're not all that far off a trough region as well. You know the story, the technology is helping companies to produce these commodities much more efficiently at lower costs, at least the big companies at any rate. But demand isn't all that strong, and then there's also some substitution as well. But one of the big stories, which I mentioned a moment ago, though, is that the short positions that people were running. And so we are seeing some covering there, and I think we will see more covering of shorts in the weeks ahead, or people step out and then come in and short on the rallies before they give up the ghost on the commodity markets. But my guess is that, as I say, we're down in a trough area for commodities. I wouldn't be looking for too much further to the downside. And on that note, all the very best to all of our subscribers.